still good times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town and get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Brit Clement.
At least 11 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the north of the West Bank in the biggest raid in years. Troops surrounding a main hospital in Jenin. Videos showing bulldozers tearing through streets. Water gushing down a road after the destruction of a main water line. The IDF says its forces are carrying out a counter-terrorism operation in Jenin and Tulkarm.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a superseding indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th election interference case. The streamlined charges were designed to focus on Trump's time as a candidate, not president, following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. The Surgeon General has released a new advisory today on parenting and stress. It says financial worries, concern about health and well-being of their kids, and the dangers of social media are weighing on parents' minds. Almost half say they're stressed most days. This is ABC News. Some fresh warnings from Russia's foreign minister.
Sergei Lavrov reminding all that Moscow has protocols in place for using nuclear weapons, which he says American officials know very well. With regard to the Ukraine incursion into Kursk and the possible use of longer-range missiles, he adds the U.S.-led West is playing with fire, playing with matches like little children, a very dangerous thing, he says, for grown-ups entrusted with nuclear weapons in one country or another. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Search teams rescuing a man caught in the Colorado mountains after being left behind by co-workers during an office retreat. The man says he got separated from his group when a storm set in. And actor Channing Tatum at one point apparently really hated doing laundry so much that he now admits in an interview he just kept buying new shirts instead of washing the ones he already had. He says the year 2000 was the year of the fresh white tea. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, August 30th, on Grant Street in Glidden, it's the 4th annual Glidden Street Dance. This is a fundraiser for Four Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service, and will feature a brat feed in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7 p.m. with easy listening music played by BCH Productions DJ Bo Holmer. There will be dance music by Contradiction following from 8 p.m. to midnight. Again, this is Friday, August 30th on Grant Street in Glidden. starting at 4 p.m. with a brat feed, and carrying on with music until midnight. All in support of Fort Town Fire Department and the Glidden Ambulance Service. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says the game should be a good learning experience for the team.
It's a great learning experience for a lot of the guys, and it's tough when things don't go your way. But I love the way they competed, and if they keep competing like that, it gives us a chance in these types of games against these type pitchers.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts, J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Hunt. Someone asked me a really good question the other day. They said, if you cannot use any live bait and you had to pick one lure to be used right now during these dog days, what would it be? I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
So I was asked if I could only pick one lure, no live bait, to be used during these dog days, what would it be? I chose the jigworm. The jigworm can be used at any depth, fished at a lot of different speeds. It's very enticing, and this time of year you want something that could either trigger a strike or get the fish to feed. And the jigworm can do all of that. All I'm doing is taking a 1/8 ounce jig and threading on a plastic worm. Now if it's windy, it could be a little tough to fish a 1/8 ounce, but I do like the 1/8 ounce jig because it puts me into a position where I have to fish a little slower, and that's good when you're using a finesse approach. But if it gets a little windy, I will sometimes upgrade to a 1/4 ounce jig. Now that 7-inch worm will have an auger tail, and it will also have some scent. If they pick up that lure, I want them to hold it, and I'm telling you right now, you cannot beat a jig worm this time of the year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Could be some locally heavy rain. An inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool.
Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, two, three, one. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
God, I no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey!
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
God, I no respect.
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Hey! Ah,
shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Here we go, another edition of Reality Radio, and we are going to be talking about the big Glidden event going on this weekend. They have the Volunteer Fire Department with their Big Dance Friday and the Glidden Community Fair this weekend, so we'll chat about that. Big G will be in later, I think, to do something, a giveaway with Lena's, and we'll see what else. We'll have Ileana, who is headed off to college, our final appearance this morning, and she's compiling, she doesn't even know it, but she is compiling her top five things that she should not do her first year in college. So that'll be coming up. Craig is with us from Bader Sports Center. Remember those days, don't you, Craig?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days. How we doing, Craig?
We're doing good.
All right, fantastic. Craig's with us from Bader Sports Center, fourth generation sports store right on Highway 13 Phillips, next to Pick and Save. And we're getting close here, Craig. Some of the fall, well, not fall yet, but the hunting seasons. I'm sure the guys and gals are in, and they're talking about it, right?
Well, they're talking about it. The weather the last few days, oh, sure isn't conducive to hunting, but the bear season starts next Wednesday. Grouse and deer season start middle of September. So,
yeah, and with the bow, so you got the bow season the 14th, and the bear coming up on the Wednesday, the 4th. And we'll let the non-dog hunters go first this year, right?
Yep, the guys that are sitting are going to get first crack at them.
All right, and then we'll let the other ones come in, what, a week or two later or so?
September 11th, the guys with the dogs can have at it.
All right, so that's a big season, because if you finally accumulated enough points and got that bear permit, it can take several years to get that, right?
Yeah, I've heard guys up to 8 or 9 years between tags.
Yeah, all right. And we've got a lot of other hunting seasons underway, and we want to let the hunters know that the big sale at Bader's continues. You got some big savings in there for folks, right?
Big, huge savings. Scentlock clothing, game hide camo clothing, and orange clothing, lacrosse and Danner boots. I know what the weather the last few days. It's not real conducive to thinking about buying insulated boots, but I think Mother Nature will figure out what season it is here pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly. There's some odd stuff out there, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. So all the stuff that we talk about, all the camo and the orange, of course, but all the ammo and all the guns they need to make it all happen, you guys, they can get it right here, right?
Right. We've got some new guns, some really nice used guns that we're selling on consignment for people. Ammo is still, some things are a little tricky, but for the most part, the popular calibers and gauges, we're ready for what the hunters have coming.
All right. So if they're if you're low on the ammo coming into hunting season, it'd probably be a good idea to stop in just to make sure that you have what they need. If not, some of it might take a little time to get, but for the most part, good, huh?
Well, yeah, it's most times we can turn an order around within a week. But like I said, there are some calibers that are real tough to get. So if you're looking, let us know, and we'll see if we can track it down for you.
Yeah, and you mentioned the bow season coming up. The crossbows are very popular. Technology on that gets crazy. They can test it out, shoot it right there in at your place too, right?
Yep. We, I think I mentioned before, we've got our 10-point bow. I can't remember the specific model, but it shoots 515 feet per second. And
like an Olympic sprinter.
Oh, man. I shot one the other day. That was a chore getting the arrow out of the target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it buried it pretty good.
Yeah, cool. So come on in and check those out at Bader Sports Center. And again, if you're a hunter, it's a place to be. And maybe you just enjoy walking in the woods. Maybe you're not a hunter. You just enjoy the North Woods, all the stuff and the boots and all that stuff to keep you warm here. Eventually, you guys can help them out with that too, right?
Right. And like I mentioned, all our Danner hiking boots, hunting boots, lacrosse, hiking and hunt, or rubber insulated boots, all on sale, 40% off. And that sale goes through end of the business day on Sunday. We're open Sunday 8 to 1, and we will be open Labor Day, I'm sorry, from 8 until 1.
I can start the summer over again if you want to, Craig. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
It's always we mentioned last time too that late summer fall fishing can be really good, and you guys got the bait and stuff to get happening with that too, right?
Yep, real lively minnows. We've stocked that up twice a week usually. Worms, all the artificial lures that people want, and those are all on sale through Sunday.
All right, and in your hunting licenses too, if you need that. You're a little late on getting that doe permit for the fall season for here anyway.
Yeah, the doe permits are gone for Price County, but some of our neighboring counties still have permits available for those people out hunting on private land. All the public land ones in the area are gone.
Okay. All right. Going to be an interesting hunting season here. I think the deer, I sense that the deer count is still going to, even with the late winter we had and no snow, I think the deer count is still a little low, isn't it? Am I right on that? Or?
I'm seeing quite a few does and fawns still out in the farm fields and the soybeans and alfalfa.
Yeah.
They're real hard to see in the corn right now, but
yeah.
They're around. I think we have a few predators moving through the area, and you can usually tell when they're in the area because the deer aren't.
Yeah, and we may have set the stage maybe for a bump up in numbers in the future with that light winter, because typically more of the young ones will survive the yearlings. I know we have around our house a couple of yearlings and a couple of baby ones that are doing good. So, you know, it sometimes takes a couple of years after that late winter for that number to go up, right?
Right, I'm hoping in the next couple of years we see a lot more deer, but seeing a few bucks roaming around too, so they're I think they're getting ready for what's coming.
Yeah, eventually maybe we can trim the wolves just a little bit up here to help out too, the predators, right?
Yep.
It's still an ongoing battle, isn't it, in Madison, to try to get at least a little something up here where we can trim it.
Well, unfortunately they got to deal with the federals, and mm-hmm. not quite sure that they think that there's an issue up.
Yeah, because it seems like the state people kind of get it, right? They kind of know, but the federal people are kind of dragging it down a little bit, right?
I think they're dragging their heels on it. So.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get that. I think it'll help to balance out the herd just a little bit. All right, so again, 40% off, a lot of hunting stuff, a lot of store-wide sales going on as you're going into the hunting season. You guys can help them out with all the top brand stuff, the clothing, and everything they need, right?
We'll be happy to do that. And just one other thing, we do have some Stormy Cromer items on sale.
Okay.
I think that a lot of people are looking at that. It's not included in the 40% off sale, but we do have some discontinued colors or patterns. Pretty decent savings on those. So,
all right,
come on in and check that out.
If you're a Stormy Cromer person, get into Bader's, BadersSportsCenter.com. And got that right?
Yep.
Okay.
And we're also on Facebook.
And on Facebook, too. Check out. Always listing all kinds of different sales and savings going on there at Bader's. All right, Craig, good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Have a good Labor Day week. Labor Day weekend. Okay, not Memorial. Labor
yeah,
Day weekend.
Labor
gotcha.
Day.
All right, Craig Bader's Sports Center right on Highway 13, Phillips. They're right next to Pick and Save, fourth generation sporting goods store there for you.
Heckman Auction Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin presents a fantastic opportunity to bid on a 1,430-square-foot home with attached 1.5-car garage, workshop, and storage shed on 3.4 acres in Tenon, Wisconsin. Online bidding starts and ends Wednesday, August 28th. Preview the 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home this Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at W10465 Highway 8, Tenon. For details, visit HeckmanAuction.com or download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right. I have a feeling that our Monday golf outing with myself and Big G and Gray, I don't know about Big G and Gray, but it wiped me out yesterday. I felt okay Monday night, but yesterday, wow, I was like a zombie around the house. I was my body was still wondering why I did that, and I'm feeling better today, but we'll see if Gray and Big G can make their way in eventually to chat with us a little bit on Reality Radio. Birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday here on this 28th day of August, here are some other celebrities who are celebrating with you. Honey Boo Boo. just the name alone, I know. And Honey Boo Boo is only 19. This young lady was dragged through a reality TV show by her parents, I'm sure, and she is a star of the TLC's called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. It's a show. It's really hard to describe. Her real name is Alana Thompson. So Honey Boo Boo is only 19, and hopefully all goes well for her from here on because of all that social media exposures. Yeah, she is. Let's see, we have Cavenza Wallace. Am I saying that right? She is the youngest person ever nominated for a Best Actor Actress Oscar. She won, she has nine when she got the nod for Beast of the Southern Wild. She was 9 years old back in 2013. Was I can't even say it. There's even a phonetic spelling here. Cabenzine Wallace. Gotcha. Cassidy Pope, the country singer, former rock singer who turned to country and won The Voice. And she is 35. Cassidy Pope, we've heard a couple of her songs on the radio. Armie Hammer. Armie, A-R-M-I-E, the actor from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Lone Ranger. Mirror Mirror, J. Edgar, 38 today for Armie Hammer. Leanne Rimes is celebrating today. She got a real early start to her career. Grammy winner. She won Star Search. That tells you how back. That was 34 years ago. Ed McMahon and the show Star Search. So she won that. She went on to become the youngest country star since Tanya Tucker. And her breakthrough song in the 90s from her debut album, Blue, topped the country chart. The title track was a hit as well. And she was married and divorced her first husband and is now married to actor Eddie Cibrian, 42 for Margaret Leanne Rimes. Margaret, her real first name. Jake Owen, our guy. We had a chance to meet him out at Log Jam a few years back when he performed there. And he went from there to, at the time that we met him at Log Jam at the fairgrounds, he was, 8 Second Ride was his song that was just kind of making a splash. And now, of course, he's a really big country star. He's a Florida native. He was going to be a professional golfer until an accident ended that, and now he's a really good singer. Jake Owen is 43 today. Lots of celebrity birthdays today. We got Matthew John Armstrong, the actor from TV's Herb's American Dreams. He's 51. Sherry Austin, the Australian singer, also a stage actor, actress, 54 today. Jack Black, the funny guy, actor, singer. School of Rock that he did was pretty good. Tenacious D, him and his comedy partner, had some pretty funny stuff. And he had some pretty good Saturday Night Live skits, too. Jack Black, the voice, too, of some animated movies. Kung Fu Panda, right? He was the voice of the Kung Fu Panda. Or he still is. They're still making those, I think. So Jack Black, I find him funny. He's 55 today. Jason Priestley, the actor from TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and many others, is 55 today. Shania Twain, Eileen Regina Edwards, the Canadian singer, has had 5 Grammy Awards and 3 Diamond Certified albums. Her 1997 release, Come On Over, is the best-selling country album of all time. Still, all the way back to 97. She was formerly married to her recording producer, Mutt Lang. Mutt. 59. I don't know if I've ever known anybody with the first name of Mutt. 59 for Shania Twain today. I think she still does some Vegas stuff. I think she had a couple of health issues here and there, but I think she's doing okay now. 59 for Shania Twain. Who else here? Jennifer Coolidge, Boston native. She played the mom in American Pie, Stifler's mom. Did a lot of other stuff. 63 for Jennifer Coolidge today. Told you there was a lot of them. Let's see. Scott Hamilton, the Olympic skater. Still does announcing, commentary, 66 today. Let's see here, kind of editing. David Soul, one half of the Starsky and Hutch original team, born on this day, 1943. He passed in 2024. Roxy Roker, you know who that is? TV actress from The Jeffersons. I think she, did she play the maid on The Jeffersons? I can't remember. 1929, she was born, passed in 1995. And Billy Grammer, the Benton, Illinois native, was a regular on the Jimmy Dean TV show back in the 50s. His biggest hit was Gotta Travel On. It reached the top 5. Billy Grammer, born on this day, 1925, passed back in 2011.
You're invited to the 4th Annual Glidden Street Dance Fundraiser for the Fort Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service on Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grant Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions' DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Jump on down to Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, one of our feature businesses of the month. Of course, they've been doing a lot of work this summer on their beautiful walking trails, and they've got the outside area where you can hang out and have a little Cedar Crest ice cream. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, right on Highway 8 Prentice, one of our feature businesses of the month. If you're job hunting, if you're looking for maybe a career change or maybe to start a career, I encourage you to check out Sierra Pacific. They are offering increased base wages, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. And it's very easy to check it out. You can go to SPI.careers, S-P-I, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, I, SPI.careers, and take a look at what they have to offer. You can go right there if you want to Sierra Pacific in Medford and Merrill, and it may be something for you. SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and veterans. We have the farmer's market we're going to talk about in just a little bit. We've got election time. Election? What? I haven't heard anything about the election. What are you talking about? Goodness gracious. Please. November. What is the... let's see. October. I'm flipping too many months here. What is it? November 5th? Tuesday, November 5th. All right. We've got... We got you voting, right? You're voting? Okay. It's very easy. It's very easy to vote. You can vote ahead of time if you want to. Wisconsin is a same-day voter registration state. civicmedia.us/vote. Or you can check out all the other voting information as far as where to go and stuff at myvote.wy.gov. Myvote.wy.gov. Get informed. Get out there and cast your ballot. Every election cycle, I've been around the planet for a few years now, and every time the election comes around, the phrase always comes up, this is the biggest election of our lifetime. This is the election. The country's well-being is at stake. And it really is every 4 years, but that's kind of the catchphrase now of every single election. And we'd like to think that our democracy is about more than just one person, right? Personally, I think we put a lot of weight on the president, who is kind of the face of it and is very important, but there's so many other things, the senators and the congressmen and the assemblymen and the local people, all the whole thing. There's a lot of people involved in the process, and it's more than just one person. And that's why the democracy works. It's designed not to have one person have that huge influence. And so we like to... We like to get emotional about it, don't we? We've got high school football tomorrow. Winter Birchwood going to come to Park Falls to take on Shawamigan. They'll start this at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And we'll have it for you. Our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, will bring you Shawamigan sports this year. So high school football with Winter Birchwood and Shawamigan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, 103.1. You can listen on your phone. Just download the Civic Media app, tap on Trail Mix 103.1. You can listen right on your phone, put some headphones in. So it's very easy for you to listen, even if you don't have a radio accessible. We're blotting out the Packers for a weekend. We don't have to worry about the Packers. They did all their cuts. They'll figure that out. And the Packers will be on the air a week from Friday. A Friday season opener, Friday, September 6th, Packers-Eagles from Brazil. With a 7:15 kick on that, I wonder what the Brazilian people will think. I would just love to have a little microphone on the street when the Wisconsin people are walking down the street with their big wedges of cheese lodged on top of their head, and just be able to speak the language and ask the people what they think of these Wisconsin people that are wearing their cheese heads on the on the streets of Brazil. Oh, I would love to just be the man on the Joel on the street interviewing everybody about that. Because could there be? I mean, just think of where you would take the Wisconsin cheesehead philosophy of football. Where could you take that in the world that would stand out the most? That would be like, oh my gosh, that doesn't belong there. China comes to mind for me right away. I think of China. I guess Brazil now, right? Because they're going to Brazil. But maybe Brazil doesn't stand out quite as much. Where else? No, Australia. It would fit in Australia. Australian is kind of Americanized, so that would work fine. Canada, they got policemen running around on horses. Somebody with a cheese head on would not distract the Canadians at all. France, Italy, they would go with wine, so they don't care. That would mesh in there rather well. Russia, they got other things going on. They're not going to worry about that. So I think China and Brazil, 1 and 2. I'm going to go with on my list of the most bizarre places a cheesehead would definitely stand out.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70.
This is where summer sounds best. Let's go.
Home is where my heart is still beating. And I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving. But now I'm 1,000 miles away again. And she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'll be behind her.
Carolina with Parmalee 98Q Country at 8:40. It's 20 before 9, and we'll talk a little farmer's market, some other stuff going on as we head into Labor Day weekend. We have, of course, you've been hearing a lot about the events in Glidden, the Glidden Community Fair, the Glidden Fire Department and their big annual Glidden Street Dance. We got Dave in here again this year. Return. The request came in all year long for you to return to talk about it again. So we appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming in. So we got a big night Friday in Glidden, right?
We do.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what we're doing there in Glidden on Friday.
So they shut down the main drag on Grand Street in there, and they have a broad feed for the fire department and the Glidden Area Ambulance Service.
All right, all right.
They have a band shelter at the end of the street, and they have a couple of performers that will be performing.
Okay.
And the big one is Contradiction at 8 o'clock. It's usually attracts a big crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we got the broad feed out in front of the town hall, what, 4 to 7 or so, something like that?
Correct.
Leading up to that. With kind of just some easy listening music before we crank up the band, huh?
Yep.
Before we get her going. So talk a little bit about the about how big this is for the ambulance and the fire department there, the funds that are raised from this.
It is huge. It started 3 years ago, and it's been growing ever since. And with everything else going on in the world right now, everything keeps going up in cost.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Running a fire department and an ambulance service, the costs go way up. So
yeah.
Any little fundraisers like this helps out tremendously.
Yeah, and that is a battle for a lot of small town fire services, ambulance services like Glidden. Is the technology keeps getting better and better and better, and that's great news, but somebody's got to buy it, right?
Exactly.
Somebody's got to buy the technology. Yep. So, I mean, you got like a fire truck. Somebody told me a number once of what it cost to buy a new fire truck, and it was just a crazy amount of money. I don't even know if you know.
A couple of years ago, I think it was $500,000 to buy one, and yeah. I was listening to a program on public radio from a guy out of Madison, one of the chiefs out there, and he said the same exact truck that he got 3 years ago for $500,000 is almost close to $1 million now.
Oh, really?
So It's crazy.
So taking care of the ones that you have is very important, and maintaining those, and that's expensive too, but it's probably better than paying $1 million for a new one,
yes,
right?
We definitely can't afford that.
Yeah, because I would guess that small town fire departments like this do get some funding, but probably not enough. If you rely just on that, probably wouldn't make it, right?
Correct. And the community has come together in so many ways in different areas to help the fire department and the ambulance service with these fundraisers. And
yeah, yeah. And it's a service that, of course, having the immediacy of an ambulance service, having the immediacy of the fire department, it's always closer the better, because response time is always big, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people think, well, we just need one fire department for the whole county. Well, it's nice, unless you live in the edge of the county where the fire department takes 30
yep.
minutes to get there, then it's too late, right?
Yep.
So that response time. And you're a volunteer with the fire department, Dave?
Correct. Graduated in July last year from the college program and the training, and it's been an eye-opener for me. I was very ignorant and arrogant going into it, thinking you just got to throw water on a fire.
Right.
There is definitely a lot more to that.
Because, I mean, there's so many volunteers that, you know, the alarm goes off in the middle of the night, and that's you guys. That's
correct.
Getting up and going. And then a couple hours later, your alarm clock goes off for your real job. So, I mean, it can be very what led you into wanting to make this kind of your service and your contribution?
I've always believed, since I have three young kids, that if you want them to follow your footsteps, you got to take the lead. And
set a good example. Yeah.
Set a good example, and being a community member, donating his time in certain areas. The kids are the next generation to step up. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's good for the community.
Yeah. So. Set it by example. Typically, like, I've always wondered, like, a small town fire department like Glidden, you know, how many runs are there typically in a year or so? Or, you know, what? I know it's much more than just the runs. It's everything else to maintain it. But, you know, how often are you guys usually called on to go out?
I honestly don't have the numbers, but the last call that I do believe we were called on was a week or two ago, and it was at 1:45 on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And so it's...
Yeah. You never know when it's going to happen.
Exactly. Every day is different.
Yeah. And not just, like I said, not just the call itself, but keeping everything maintained and preparing, making sure that things are prepared for that call, right? Because you never know when it's not like somebody's job where they say, okay, at noon on Monday, I have to have this report ready. Well, and the volunteer fire department, you have to have that report ready every second because it may happen right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a lot of... So how many people are involved in, like, the Glidden volunteer? You don't have the exact number, I know.
But... I know there's probably about 20 on the fire department.
Yeah.
We had a new chief a couple of years ago, John Pancratz, and assistant chief, Kelly Crom.
Yeah.
So they've been huge in upgrading and updating our training. We've been doing a lot of training and so forth.
Yeah.
That was lacked in the past. So.
Yeah, and I know in a lot of times when some areas get a large incident happen, that sometimes fire departments from other communities will come and assist, right? It's not necessarily ones that are right in your area. Sometimes you're called to go other places too, right?
Yep. And I think in the future that's going to be talked about more, just because the numbers are always down in the rural areas.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so your chance to help out the Glidden Fire Department Ambulance Service Friday. Come on out, have supper, right? Have supper?
Correct, yep.
Right on the main street there?
Yep.
And stick around for some music if that's your thing too, and have a beverage or two, and maybe bring your comfy lawn chair if you want to really be comfortable and stretch out or whatever you want to do there. So it should be a good night. We got rid of all that humidity, Dave, so we're good.
Thank God.
It should be a nice night there.
Could I do a quick shout out?
Yeah, you bet.
I would like to wish a happy 6th birthday to my sassy daughter, spunky daughter.
I love it.
We love you, Miley.
All right. I love sassy. So happy birthday. And thank you to you, Dave, and the rest of the crew and the folks who make our fire departments go here. Locally, we always hope we never see you at our doorstep, but you never know. So you never know. So thank you for all the time and effort you guys put in.
Thank you, and we appreciate all the community efforts also.
All right, good to see you.
Thank you.
Yep, Glidden Friday, get out of their support, kick off that Glidden Community Fair weekend. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The Glidden Community Fair announces 3 big days of celebrating August 31st to September 2nd at beautiful Marion Park. Sunday's events will be arts, craft sand, a flea market, more softball, and at noon will be a cornhole contest, quarter bingo and frog jumping contests, and at 1 p.m. it's the mud run. At 3 p.m., bring the kids to the Sawdust Dig, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union. Enjoy all your favorite cool beverages, grab some food from concessions, and corn from the corn roast. At 8 p.m., enjoy music by Smoke Road. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair, located at Marion Park.
And we're going to be out there broadcasting Friday. We'll be out in front of Lena's Bar and Grill from 4:30 to 7:30, and we'll have the prize wheel out there with all kinds of great stuff. And then Saturday, I think we're going to be over in the park broadcasting after the Phillips game from about 3:30 to about 7 or so. So stop on by, say hi to Big G, say hi to Grace, spin the prize wheel for some great prizes. So we'll be up in Glidden this weekend. We want to wish a happy 13th birthday to Grady Walker, who is celebrating a birthday. And that is from Grandpa, from Jerry, and the whole family there. So, Grady, happy birthday to you today. We'll put you in for the cake drawing, which comes up on Friday. We have Ileana with us in studio. It's an emotional day. Final day at 98Q, and she is off to River Falls for college. When you moving in?
Tomorrow at 12:30, I move in.
All right. So the cars are partially packed and ready to roll.
Sure.
Yeah. You get everything in cars, or you got to get a U.
Yeah, we're doing cars, but it's still like I have a lot of clothes. I'm like, oh, do I take this? Do I not? You know.
You can always come back if you need it. But when you have a dorm room, it's a little bit easier. You can usually pull off cars for a dorm room.
Yeah.
When you go to apartments and you're talking about, you know, everything that you got to do with the bed and the sofa and all that stuff. So very exciting time to be heading off to college. And you will be on the UW River Falls, was it KWRF or WWRF? That radio station.
Yep.
All right. So people can look for Ileana on there. I'm sure they probably stream it online too, I would probably guess too.
Yeah. I haven't really looked at their website too much, but I did send an application. I got a message back that I got the position basically. So
all right.
It's exciting.
So you're going to be on 24/7. Is this what you're going to do? Just Ileana radio all the time.
There you go.
You do that, the late night show with the low lights. You'll be giving advice to people on all their problems.
Yeah,
and
there we go.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to have the top 5 things, and I still don't have my timpani or my drum roll, so we're just going to have to do it without that. I had said earlier the top 5 things that Ileana should not do in her first year in college, but a couple of you had somebody message you and giving you tips on things you should do.
Yep. So Mr. Hoagland, my old volleyball coach, him and I are really good friends. He messaged me this morning on the way here, and he's like, hold on, I will read the message.
Oh, no.
Because he said, FYI, top things you should do in college.
Okay.
And his message was radio.
All right.
And I said, oh, good, so I'm on the right path, whatever. And then I just messaged him back, and I said, I had no idea what you were talking about. And then you said should not. So then I'm like, is he telling me I shouldn't do the radio? So I'm just like, you know, but.
All right. Yeah. So you have accumulated the top 5 things. These are things that Ileana put together that she knows that she should not do in her first year of college, because there's people listening right now who went to college who did things that they regret for years to come. So here are 5 things that Ileana should not do when she goes to college.
Yep.
Number 5.
Okay. Number 5. So I have go home every weekend. So I don't think I should go home every weekend I feel like it's too much driving.
What?
2.5 hours is just
too
much.
And weekends are kind of the time to socialize and relax and have fun. The classes are done. You can put off all your homework till Sunday night at 8 o'clock and have fun.
Exactly.
And all that
there
stuff. Maybe that's the list of things you shouldn't do is put your homework up till Sunday night at 8. All right, that's number 5. Number 4.
Procrastination.
I
did that a lot in high school. It'd be like the night before and assignments due. Shouldn't do that. I should really be on top of my stuff. I feel like college has more freedom, so that's probably going to be difficult, but...
It is difficult,
procrastination is going to be one of the things I should not, you know, do.
Because, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of activities. My advice would be is when the weekend hits, try to get that, at least a majority of the work done early.
Yeah.
Like Saturday morning or Friday night or something, try to get at least a big chunk of it done, because I guarantee you Sunday night at 8 rolls around really fast and all of a sudden you got everything due on Monday and Tuesday. So, all right. Procrastination is something Ileana should not do. Number 3.
I put like sleeping in late. So I feel like the summer sometimes if I stayed up too late, I'd sleep until noon. So like even on weekends, I really don't want to do that. Which kind of ties into number two. I have skipping class. So, like, if you sleep in, you skip class. Not the best idea for your first year.
Yes.
I'll be good about this.
Skipping class is bad. Trying to get notes from friends is never a good idea. Right. Even if you're really tired, just get your way through the class. Mm-hmm. Get a cup of coffee in you, because being at the class is very valuable.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
All right. So she rolled 3 into 2 very nicely there. She's a radio pro already. Just rolled it right into it. All right. The number one thing that Ileana should not do in college.
I put have classes earlier than 9 a.m.
That's a good priority.
That's my number one.
So what is your schedule like in college?
It's like I start at 9 a.m. So I have 2 classes right after 9. And then I have a break, which I assumed would be like my lunch. And then I have another class. And then another class, then I'm done. So wait, that's not right. I have 4 classes in 1 day. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so 2, break, another one, and then I think another break, and then my last class of the day.
So what days of the week do you have off?
Tuesday and Thursdays I have off, which is really, I think that's really good, because like, I won't be fighting for like the laundry room and stuff. So I get to do free laundry at River Falls, which is really nice.
Because
most people have to pay for their stuff. So it's like, I don't have to. I can just do my laundry.
But... Yeah, River Falls, you have your little card or whatever. Yeah. And you swipe it in the laundry machine and you can, as long as you can find an open machine. Yeah.
And I remember at our orientation, they were like, don't do your laundry on Sundays because everyone's going to be fighting for it. So it's like Tuesday and Thursday can be my laundry days.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, class Monday, you got Tuesday to procrastinate.
Yep.
Wednesday, you got Thursday to procrastinate.
Yep, yep.
And then Friday, it's wonderful. You got the whole weekend to procrastinate.
Right. Unfortunately, I did not like... I was going to try to not have Friday classes, but I have Friday classes now. I ended up having those, so I'm okay with it. I feel like it's not that big of a deal. I mean, Friday is Friday. I know people are going to want to do things on Friday, but it's like, oh, I have class. Too bad. I can't go. Oh, no. Like, I feel like Friday classes
makes it a little harder to get away for a long weekend if you do want to go home. But usually you get into your few weeks in school and you can figure out if there's a class that, well, maybe if I don't do that just once, you can slip away a little bit longer.
Right.
So,
but at least I don't have classes at 8 a.m. My roommate does, so.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough because in a dorm room, it's hard to go to bed early in a dorm room. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Too much going on. All right. Very good. We have accomplished the top 5 things that Ileana should not do in college. We got the news at 8:57. More of Reality Radio on the way also.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses are amplified this week after a man from New Hampshire died from eastern equine encephalitis. It's a rare but potentially deadly disease.
Most people have not had any symptoms or may not even know that they're infected, but severe cases can present with fever, headache, extreme fatigue, gastric distress, and seizures. So if you experience any of these, seek medical attention immediately.
ABC's Ariel Reshev. Officials in the Northeast are spraying for mosquitoes in several communities. Mosquitoes love hot weather, and we've got excessive heat warnings up out all over the place, including in Chicago, where public schools have been canceling outdoor activities. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. At least 11 Palestinians were killed in raids in Jenin and Tulkarm. The Surgeon General is out with a new report that shows parents are stressed out. About 48% of them say most days their stress is simply overwhelming. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, it's the Glidden Community Fair, featuring three big days of events and festivities, all the way from Saturday, August 31st, clear through to Monday, September 2nd. Saturday, you can find a 9 a.m. softball tournament, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. drop-off exhibits. Noon to 5, the Glidden Historical Museum will be open. Noon to 6 is going to be a corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles. Noon to 10, there's going to be concessions. Noon, there's going to be a beer stand. Noon to 6,